All right, on this Thursday morning, can't keep track of the days of the week, Lori. They're kind of going in a blur. Hey.
Everything's running together.
Yeah, Lori Evronikin from the O'Neill Area Chamber of Commerce. Lori, good morning.
And good morning to everyone.
A little foggy out.
But oh, heavens, yes, yeah. It really is.
Yeah, make sure those headlights are on this morning. So.
Yes, I kind of got a cold, so I sound a little bit different here this morning. And no, I don't have the coronavirus. I just have a cold. But yeah, some things I'd like to talk to people about today. First of all, I want to remind the seniors and their parents that about the applications for the Chamber of Commerce scholarships. We will be giving away $250 scholarships to St. Mary's and O'Neill Pub. So there's two scholarships at each school. They can get an application by either stopping by my office or email me at Lori, L-A-U-R-I, at O'NeillChamber.com, and I can email them an application.
Okay, awesome.
So don't forget.
Yes, that's we know with school not going on, all of a sudden everything's kind of forget about different things right. You need to be doing. We don't get those daily reminders every day.
The deadline to apply is April 10th.
Okay, so.
Okay, yes, everybody get those scholarships in. But are you ready for some fun on Saturday night?
You bet. I think everybody's ready to do something.
Yes. I completely agree with that. So here's what we need to do. Load up the kids and your picnic supplies, like paper towel, napkins, paper plates, plastic silverware. Throw in some old towels and blankets and the dog, whatever else you need for a fun evening.
You just need to load up your supplies for a picnic. You don't have to load up your food, do you?
No. Load up all your picnic supplies except for your food.
Yeah.
And then let's cruise Highway 20 here in O'Neill from Westside Restaurant to the Shopko parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want everybody to remember to please go drive around Country Lane Retirement, Arbor Care. Drive along the north side of Arbor Care so the people on the north side in their rooms can just sit there and look out their windows. Drive around the Evergreen. And so these people can see the outside world is still moving.
That's right.
So, yeah, make sure you drive by those places so people, you know, wave and wave like crazy and honk when you go by. Then stop and grab some food, whether it be to go through a drive-through. Do curbside pickup and find a parking place along the street in a parking lot somewhere and have a family dinner away from home. So it let's make this a lot of fun. I think we can turn this into a great family activity.
And it looks like the forecast is even shaped up for us.
Yeah,
supposed
hopefully
to
the
stop
rain
raining
will stop.
By noon. It said the rain should quit by noon, and it's supposed to be sunny Sunday, so hopefully we'll be on the
that would be great.
Uptick of a good day.
And guys, I just had one of the guys from the one of the volunteer fire departments in the area. 7 p.m. Saturday night, various fire departments are working on will pull their trucks out of the stations, run their lights and sirens for 5 minutes. And that's and to show appreciation to everybody in the community and all that. And just a few named so far. I asked him to call me back when he gets a number. Ewing, O'Neill, Orchard, Clearwater, and others are going to participate.
Okay, well, hey.
Cool. We'll have the fire trucks out, too. They're going to just light their lights up and let everybody know, hey, we're still here. We've got your backs.
So. Okay, well, then let's play a game during that time between 7 and 7.05. Listen for more details on the song Knock Three Times. We're going to knock out this virus and when they say twice on the pipes and you hear the clink, clink, we're going to honk twice.
There you go. Yeah, we'll do that.
So yeah, listen for more details on that as we get those worked out. So,
yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. 5:30 to 8 is the cruise night, and we've got a lot of restaurants and food providers here in O'Neill that have got some good specials, don't we, Lori?
Yes, we do. And there's some already on the KBRX website. McNally's Corners, McDonald's, Holt County Grill, Chesterfield's, Subway, Douglas Street Coffee, Westside, La Costa Nita, Taco and Tequila. All of these places will have, you know, the drive-thrus are open at McDonald's and Dairy Queen and Taco John's. All those drive-thrus are going to be open like they always are. But at like McNally's, Holt County Grill, Chesterfield's, you could do curbside pickup.
A lot of them will bring it out if you call, and you can pay with your credit card over the phone, or they can take your credit card and run in and swipe it real quick.
Exactly.
And, or if you got want to pay cash, I mean, they'll do that too.
You know, so, and pay cash and give them a tip.
There you go, yeah.
You know, make sure to tip well when you do get your food. It's going to be
we've got everything
blast.
From cotton candy to chicken Alfredo to... hot beef. I mean, man, I tell you what, there's a
lot of things out
good
there.
Good food here in O'Neill.
So, I'm sure you can get tacos, a taco and tequila and La Costanita. They're easy to take with you.
Most everybody will have, if you want something off their menu, some of them will have their full menu available.
Yes. The West Side, I'm sure, will. However, McNally's will not have their full menu. They're just going to be doing their specials so they can get the food out quicker. So yeah, just like I said, load up the kids, your picnic supplies, and the dog, and let's just cruise Maine. Once you've done some cruising, drive by Arbor Care, the assisted living, Country Lane, and honk and let those people know that you're thinking of them. And then drive around and go bear hunting.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Take the kids out and look for the bears.
Yeah. Look for bears. So.
And just a reminder, obviously, Lori's here with the O'Neill Chamber of Commerce. So we're talking about all the things that the O'Neill business has got going on. But all of our little communities all around the area, which we all rely on each other, are also having cruise nights and specials, too.
Yes,
so check out our website.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, get on KBRX.com.
We don't want anybody driving 40 miles to a cruise night. We want you to stay.
No, you can do it at home.
That's right.
Yes, and, you know, if you happen to be in a small town that may not have a food service establishment, make some sandwiches and take them with
you.
There
you go, yeah.
I mean, this can and will be a lot of fun for everybody.
All right, Saturday night, 5:30 till 8. We'll have the request line open here at KBRX, and we'll be spinning some tunes and everything. And who knows? Might even go a little longer. You never know.
You never know. That's right, be listening for the details on how we're going to knock out this virus.
That's right. So, and thanks to our fire departments, too, for doing that. It's going to be a neat addition. So.
It really is.
All right, Lori, we'll look forward to seeing everybody cruising Saturday night, 5:30 till 8.
Thank you very much,
Lori Scott. Lori Havronik from the O'Neill Area Chamber of Commerce.